Welcome to the Sex Talk Cafe, a podcast about the transformative and healing power of sex, pleasure, and embodied sexuality. I'm your host, Morgan Susan Taylor. I'm a sex therapist and specialist in women's sexuality and the founder of the Pathway to Pleasure Collective, where I am passionate about normalizing the conversation on sexuality while building a bridge between the sexual and the spiritual. I created the Sex Talk Cafe as a place for you to learn from the experts in the field of somatic sex education, sex therapy, and sacred sexuality so that you can remove the mystery from sex, release guilt and shame, and learn to live a sexually empowered life filled with more confidence, connection, intimacy, and love. Thank you for joining me. Over the past two decades, the removal of pubic hair has turned into a national craze, with Brazilian waxing studios cropping up on every street corner like weeds. Women are by far the biggest consumers of this hair removal trend, but men have also increasingly started to partake in the fun. But when did we begin relating to our pubic hair as though it were weeds to be plucked, pulled, eradicated, and otherwise annihilated from the human body? And what if there are some very good reasons to stop the deforestation and keep the bush intact? Well, my friends, that is what I'm going to be sharing with you today, as I share with you the 8 reasons to keep the fluff and love your muff. Let's take a look at the history of where this hair removal trend all began. The trend of the bald beaver is not a new fad. In fact, the removal of body hair has its origins in ancient Egypt and Rome, where it was done as a symbol of social status and wealth. For centuries, capitalism has been seeking to profit from women's bodies, and the hair removal industry is no different. In the early to mid 20th century, we find even more evidence for depilation for profit, with the fashion industry featuring the look of sleeveless dresses, and eventually shorter skirts, and then the introduction of the bikini, where the removal of body hair became more important. And we also find that the men's hair removal industry couldn't pass up an opportunity to profit from women. They released the first razor marketed to women in the United States in 1915. The women's magazine industry, ever infamous for profiting from women's insecurities, also was a big influencer in this trend of the removal of body hair. Of course, they had to sell advertisements and promote the new fashionable trends, which naturally lent themselves to the removal of body hair. Brazilian wax first arrived in the United States in 1987, but was really made mainstream in the early 2000s with a Sex and the City episode featuring Carrie Bradshaw receiving a Brazilian wax. Studies show that currently in the United States, about 84% of women and 50% of men engage in some sort of pubic hair grooming ritual, ranging from minimal pruning to complete deforestation. But what is the motivation behind this practice, and why has the bald beaver look taken the nation by storm? Well, here's what some of the studies reveal. Women report being motivated by the following. As a way to feel cleaner or have a, quote, tidier vagina. So if our vaginas need to be tidied up, it's pretty wild down there, ladies. Let's make sure that they're tidy. To increase sex appeal. And usually women are motivated because their partner prefers it. There was a study done in the Journal of Sexual Medicine that found that 60% of men were more into hair-free sexual partners. So women tend to be much more externally motivated. So one of the big reasons for women to remove pubic hair is because their partners prefer it. Another reason for women is to adhere to social norms, also known as because your friends are doing it and it's fashionable to do so. And then an interesting fact that was found in another study that it was only the women that reported that they remove pubic hair to enhance feelings of femininity, which I find very interesting. What are the motivations for men? Very different, in fact, and some similarities. Most men reported being motivated by the following: as a way to groom for sex, and in particular as a way to prepare for oral sex. That makes sense. We don't want pubes in our mouth, right? And also as routine care and for hygiene purposes. So again, there's this myth that removing the pubic hair actually keeps our yayas and yonis more hygienic, which this is actually not true. And I'm going to tell you why that is in a minute when I share with you the 8 reasons to love your muff. Now, the practice of removing pubic hair does not come without its risks. So some of the dangers are things like cuts, abrasions, ingrown hairs, or abscesses, as well as making the skin more vulnerable to infection, and also the desensitization of the tissues. If we're constantly ripping hot wax over our vaginas, what we're actually doing over time is actually desensitizing that area. And I'll talk more about that in a minute as well, and how the pubic hair actually serves as a way to sensitize our genitals. Another potential harm is the contraction of skin infections and STIs due to double dipping. So this is really referring to the waxing practice of Brazilian waxing. And of course, you know, in salons where they're perhaps not following the most hygienic practices and double dipping the waxing stick back into the wax, there actually have been reported cases of STIs or sexually transmitted infections being spread through this practice. So while that's relatively rare, it does give one pause. So if you're engaging in this practice, definitely think twice about where you're having the ritual done and make sure that that salon is adhering to the highest possible hygienic standards. Aside from the dangers of donning the bald beaver look, there are some very good and practical and positive reasons to keep your pubes intact. Let's talk about those. 8 reasons to keep the fluff and love your muff. Well, the first reason that I find most compelling is the production of pheromones. So this is a really fun fact. So your genital area has a plentitude of what are called apocrine sweat glands. And these glands are actually responsible for creating pheromones. So if you don't know what pheromones are, most of us, I think, probably have heard that term. Pheromones are actually like, they're called like the chemicals of attraction. And they are these chemicals that are released in our bodies that actually give each person their very own unique fragrance. And that's actually used as a way to draw in potential mates. So if you've ever been with a partner where, like, for example, like you'll notice this if you've ever been with a partner where you really don't like their scent, like everybody has sort of a unique scent. Usually like that's going to be a deal breaker because the pheromones are what will really draw us in and help us on an evolutionary level determine actually if we're genetically compatible with that mate. There have actually been studies done on that our body scent, the pheromones that we release actually are indicators, like what we're attracted to are actually indicators of genetic diversity. So there's an evolutionary function of these pheromones. From an evolutionary standpoint, the presence of pubic hair and the ensuing release of its pheromones served as an important indicator to potential mates that you've gone through puberty and you're eligible to produce offspring. So there's really like an evolutionary function of our pubic hair. So obviously when the pubic hair is removed, there is no longer a vehicle for these important alchemical aphrodisiacs called pheromones. So I find that to be the most compelling reason to keep that fluff and love your muff. Reason number 2, bacteria and microbe protection. So one of the primary functions of pubic hair is to fight off bad bacteria and other microbes, which you definitely do not want living in your yaya. When the hair there is removed, you are at a greater risk of developing infection and disease. Number 3, protection. So the skin around the pubic area, it's different than the skin in other parts of your body. It is by far more delicate and sensitive. So pubic hair actually helps to protect this sensitive area and to keep the skin soft and supple. When the hair is repeatedly removed, let's say by Brazilian waxing or other methods like consistent shaving, the skin becomes exposed and also subject to abrasions. And from that process over and over, the skin itself can actually become toughened, which will over time lessen sensitivity to touch and sexual stimulation. Sensitivity is a key factor in sexual pleasure, and when sensitivity is diminished, more stimulation will be required in order just to feel the same amount of pleasure that you might have felt very easily without otherwise engaging in the practice of the bald beaver. Number 4, sensation. So the hair follicles of the pubic hair reach deep into the dermal layers of the skin, and they actually then become vehicles for the transmission of sensation and pleasure. When the pubic hair is removed, you're actually eradicating what can be a significant source of sexual pleasure. Each time the follicle is stimulated, sensation is created. And when there's no hair down there, well, you get the picture. Reason number 5, warmth. Well, this one's probably pretty obvious, but keeping the pubic area covered with its natural dressing not only protects it from abrasions, provides cushioning and padding during sexual activity, but also protects it from extremes in temperatures. Number 6 is a natural cooler. Body hair in general, including pubic hair. It's a filter for sweat. So I admit that I've had a hard time believing this benefit in the summertime temperatures here in Texas, which might make you think that shaving off that muff is the way to go. But it's actually true that the hair down there helps to manage and evenly distribute the body's sweat production so that your body can effortlessly maintain its natural ability to cool itself. So when the hair is removed, you don't get this benefit. And your vajayjay will probably get hot and sweaty, and it will probably stick to itself, which personally I find extremely uncomfortable. So leave the hair down there and enjoy a natural cooler in the summertime. Reason number 7, to keep the dirt away. One purpose of body hair in general is to help keep dirt off the body, and pubic hair is no exception. So that fluffy muffy is your best defense at keeping your yoni dirt-free. Reason number 8, and this one just might be my favorite. As an act of resistance against the patriarchy. What? Yes. In ancient Greece in the Middle Ages and the Renaissance, women with body hair and hair down there were often considered wild or sinful, and they were thought to possess an untamable sex drive. So one of the ways that this shows up in Western culture is through the lack of depiction of female pubic hair in Renaissance Western art. One of the reasons for that is because that signifies an attempt to subdue and dominate the wild feminine nature, or yet another way for the patriarchy to impose its control on women's bodies and their sexuality. It was considered uncouth to depict pubic hair in these early paintings, and you can absolutely research that and go look at it. You'll see you don't see pubic hair. However, things started to shift by the late 19th century, early 20th century. The trend in the suppression of the female hairy vagina begins to take a turn. And what you'll start to see is artists begin to include the depiction of women's pubic hair in their art as a way to emphasize their sexuality. Yes, my friends, free the pubes and free the wild feminine. Nature has a reason for everything, and pubic hair is no exception. Removal of the pubic hair and other body hair for that matter, it's a modern trend that's not really rooted in any sort of evolutionary benefit for humans other than visual pleasure. The benefits of keeping the pubic hair, in my opinion, far outweigh the benefits of hacking it off. So trim it, coif it, curl it, or comb it, but maybe think twice before you rip it, tweeze it, pluck it, or chuck it. Now, what if we could live in a society where the bush was celebrated and not scorned? What if we were proud of the bush and not ashamed? Do we really need to be a part of promoting more shame in our nether regions? I say no. It's time to free the fluff. Coming up this January of 2020 is the inaugural inception of Love Your Muff Month. The mission of Love Your Muff Month is to raise awareness about the benefits of pubic hair and stop the deforestation of the human body. More details on how you can join the movement and participate in the 30-day Love Your Muff Challenge will be posted soon at loveyourmuff.org. However, in the meantime, here are some fun ways to start loving your muff today. Check out fur oil. Yes, my friends, you heard that right. Fur oil. Pubic hair care. Claim to soften and silkify your muff while keeping ingrown hairs and irritated skin at bay. Check out Betty Beauty. Color for the hair down there. Or, as Betty Beauty likes to say, is a way to make the carpet match the drapes. Or, you can also go all Mardi Gras on your muff and choose from a select range of rainbow jewel tones. How much fun is that? And for those of you who are already otherwise committed to the bald beaver look, well, you don't have to be left out of the fun. Go out and get yourself a merkin. Yeah, that's right, a merkin, also known as a vagina wig. No kidding, yes, this is actually a thing. Now you can celebrate the muff, even if you've chosen the buff. Now, if you're curious to learn more about the benefits of pubic hair, if this wasn't enough for you today, you can check out the resources tab on my website at pathwaytopleasure.com to access the references that I used for today's podcast. Thank you for joining me today for the Sex Talk Cafe. Please be sure to show your support by subscribing to this podcast series and sharing it with your community. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.